Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Eddie Mia, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, indeed, this very, very precious opportunity. Be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, then indeed, I must tell you things that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, that it is an imperative that all must understand. I said it's imperative that all must understand that the Most High has required of his people that we all must in all things that he has declared. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, in all things that he has declared, we must as one agree. What is the mandate, my brothers and sisters? Let us consider what indeed is the mandate. The Most High spoke through his Son for the dispensation of the gospel of peace, that all nations might be raised in conscience, to be restored unto the perfect, pure ideal the Most High declared from the beginning, beyond all, before all, the divisions of man. He said, my brothers and sisters, all power, all jurisdiction, even the empowerment of the Spirit from on high, he will. To comprehend and convey pure and perfectly a word from on high, that authority, that mandate had been given unto him. And in the Aramaic, my brothers and sisters, even goes as far as to say, as the Father sent me, so I'm sending you. And he was speaking, firstly, to his disciples, became those called his apostles, having the law of the Most High written upon their minds and hearts as living epistles, apostles, living epistles. He said to them, my brothers and sisters, therefore go ye forth and convert all the nations, make disciples of all the nations. How? By teaching them, by the power of the Holy Spirit, unto the honor of the Father and the Son. Yes, indeed, by the power of the Holy Spirit that teaches all things, teaching them to do everything that he has commanded. Consider, my brothers and sisters, it is because humanity has chosen to, my brothers and sisters, treacherously, negligently cherry pick the words of the Most High. Men choosing to even supplant, even seeking to replace and mock, hypocrisize the very use of the holy name. Each man after his own designs. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, men, after the constraints of the various misrule of men across this world, have sustained, my brothers and sisters, imperfect, misideals, polluted, impartial standards that were never, ever truly unto Yah, true to his name and all that he is, were never truly in that respect, my brothers and sisters, the gospel of peace. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, was never truly unto Yah a covenant. Messiah said these words, you are my friends if you do everything that I have commanded you. Consider Yohanan, John 15 and 14, and consider the implications. It is the work of the enemy, the work of the adversary, the work of a devil, my brothers and sisters, toward causing all manner of self-righteous arrogance and ignorance, lawlessness rather than lawfulness, after which men have not realized that only the pure, perfect word, pure, complete word of the Most High transcends all worldly contradictions. Only, my brothers and sisters, the respect and reverence for the reference point that is the pursuit of all that is the pure, perfect word, that is the obligation of us all who would believe. Only after that pursuit of all that is the pure, perfect word, my brothers and sisters, can peace on earth be restored. I want you to consider what I mean by that. I find it amazing that most have not realized what the fall really is. It's the falling away from the pure, perfect truth, my brothers and sisters, after which man was to continually forever conform. If man could be called one after any manner of division, any manner of partiality, any manner of incomplete standard, then, my brothers and sisters, it would be like seeing that mass disagreement is still an agreement. And we know that's simply not so. Think about it. You sign a contract. Everything on that contract is viable as a binding device whereby everyone who would be participant in that contract is obligated unto the full fruition of all that is written. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, Acts 3:18 through 23. Messiah said it himself. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, what he said in Matthias 5:14 through 24 reflects Acts 3:18 through 23. He said, your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. When he said, go forth and teach all nations, he said, your righteousness must exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, who at the time were a puppet priesthood appointed by Rome. He said, your righteousness must exceed your leaders, must exceed all the intrusions of polytheist interference. Else, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. What does this mean? If man is to have faith, my brothers and sisters, certainly he must seek Yah, to believe Yah beyond all worldly contradictions. Else what he has is not faith faithful unto one at all. In fact, my brothers and sisters, wherever men seek to partialize the Holy Word, it is unbelief. I repeat, wherever men seek to partialize the Holy Word, it is not the gospel, not the pure, perfect word, not the sure word, not the good and pure word of the One Most High. But in my brothers and sisters, it is mass juxtapositions after which there is no agreement. Think about it. If everybody can sustain or be sustained by his partial standards, is there an agreement, my brothers and sisters? Or is there mass misagreements? Is there the truth or the promise, true to all that is the Holy Word, or is there only hypocritical compromise? I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, we live in a strange society today. The men have said that they believe the Most High after all manner of partial standards, after which, quite frankly, we have to understand something. Only way you have divisions as of the kind we see in the world today is that there has to be the worship of a devil or some man of lying premise in the midst. There are no contradictions in the word of the One Most High. He is one. Again, my brothers and sisters, for there to be contradictions, oppositions, for there to be partialities, for there to be misconceits after which men have been blinded not to seek the greater truth. My brothers and sisters, there has to be a worship of a lie in the midst. And we have to understand that man's only hope of freedom is attaining access to the truth that the rulers have dared not tell, access to the truth that the rulers have sought to corrupt and pervert. Else, my brothers and sisters, we're going to have to understand no form of misinformation is conversion. No manner of misinformation is true belief in Yah. No manner of misinformation, my brothers and sisters, is salvation. No manner of misinformation, my brothers and sisters, is fidelity true to the cause of the Most High. Man cannot, after misinformation, keep the holy command. In fact, after the admission, or let's just say licentious allowance for the intrusion of misinformation, what men have is no longer truly considered the word of Yah. It is the corruption of man. It is confusion, my brothers and sisters. Indeed, it is Babylon. And it's time that we all must understand this. Why Messiah said, "The Spirit of the Most High is upon me," and will come again to say the same. "The Spirit that teaches all things is upon me." Same thing as saying the power from on high, the empowerment to comprehend and convey the word of the Most High in perfect integrity. That Spirit, he said, is upon him. We'll say it again. To preach good tidings. The word for good means complete. The fullness of the word. The fullness of what the Most High has revealed to his people. And even to reveal, my brothers and sisters, not only what is said, but why. To release the captives. In other words, to open the eyes of the blind, to see beyond all those who have taught illusions, short-sighted, and even fatal flatteries, my brothers and sisters. Illusions that have kept men from seeking to fully receive what they must yet perceive, lest they remain deceived. In other words, deception, my brothers and sisters, is to believe that you have attained something that you have not. Deception, my brothers and sisters, is to have a block in the mind, not to be able to believe the fullness of the truth. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has set plans in order that his people finally at last be free. And Messiah said, "If you are truly my disciples, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Well, my brothers and sisters, because men have been less than fully disciples unto him, the men have remained in bondage to the miscreant, short-sighted pretenses of men, my brothers and sisters, who have caused men to abuse the holy name, to use the holy name, declare the holy name, or what they think it is, but after the vanity of the constraints of their own minds. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says this is a perversity that must be overcome. Isaiah 29 says it'll be a suddenly a shock for men to understand what they thought was wisdom was not. Like a hungry man who dreams that he is drinking, dreams that he is eating. And when he awakes, thinking he had some nutrition, he wakes, he finds out that he's hungry and famished. Words, my brothers and sisters, not sufficient to restore the soul. He said, because men have called upon his name. With their lips they draw to him. Their hearts are far from him. In other words, their understanding far from his. Called upon his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Even as if, my brothers and sisters, as if the Most High was the one who lacked wisdom, as if man discerned more. Trust me, my brothers and sisters. To know what is said and not know why it is said is a missed point. Man lacks the vision that the scriptures would paint. Man still has lacked contact with the mind of his maker. And the scriptures tell us that where your leaders are concerned, it'd be like why a book is given to one who is supposedly learned, well, supposedly trained. But he claims that he cannot read the book because it is sealed. And the book is given one who is not learning. He says, I cannot read because I'm not learned. My brothers and sisters, re-odd, re-see is what we must do. And if we do not see the initial vision, my brothers and sisters, what have we sought? And what have we come to expect if it's not true to what was divinely decreed of old? But the scriptures tell us the time will come that men will discern that their rulers have dealt quite corruptly. And in that day, again, shall men discern the words of the book. Trust me, my brothers and sisters. Every man reading the book and getting his own carnal interpretation is not the vision of the ancient prophets. The scriptures tell us that we ought to be, hear me now, reflective always of the fact that the prophets did not speak after their private carnal interpretation after their own minds, but they spoke, wrote, as they were moved by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, their message must, in all things, reinforce as one. That is the sure message, my brothers and sisters, in discerning that all the prophets and all the apostles spoke by one spirit as one. And that we must pursue that oneness until indeed, the scripture says in 2nd Caper, called it Peter, 1:19 through 2 and 3. And you consider those scriptures, it says, until the morning star, the light that casts out all the darkness, reveals the light the world would obscure, and exposes all those who would lie and hide the truth from you, until the morning star becomes a reality in your hearts. We were warned against false prophets, men who twist the words. The book of Yehuda, they call Jude, says we must contend for the faith. How about faithfulness unto the one that was once delivered to the saints? We must contend for the common salvation, my brothers and sisters. That means the recognition of conversion unto the one Savior and transcended, my brothers and sisters, the unbelief, the misbelief, the perversions of others. But it says false brethren have come in unawares, who turn the grace or the truth of the Most High, the opportunity to believe the Most High as He is. They pervert the grace of Yah, pervert the doctrine after their own licentiousness. My brothers and sisters, we were warned that there would be those who would come seeking to usurp, supplant, replace the sovereign authority of the Most High. Daniel 7:25 says the beasts or the nations, my brothers and sisters, who refuse to reason as one would seek to change times and laws. Messiah said, if you seek to turn away from even the least of what is divine commandment, or turn one foolish against even the least of divine commandment, or what is divine commandment, for any man to do so, he is guilty unto hellfire. Well, I'm talking about 5:14 to 5:24, Matthias. Well, I can only say that understanding this, it's important we understand that these divisions wouldn't exist unless men had taught illusions, lies, to block the minds. The scripture says, if any man seek to deceive his brother, to turn him aside from any part of the commandments of the Most High, such a one is guilty unto hellfire, which means, my brothers and sisters, I'm telling you now, so many of those that men have come to trust and call reliable authority, my brothers and sisters, will have the hottest parts of hell. It's important, my brothers and sisters, it's absolutely important that we understand what Messiah meant when he said your righteousness, or your sense of what is the complete, pure, perfect will of Yah, your concept of what is perfect, your concept of, my brothers and sisters, what is acceptable unto the Most High, your knowledge of divine precept must exceed that. Let us see the fallen short doctrines of your leaders. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has allowed me to see what humanity must become. He's allowed me to see even what I must become. My brothers and sisters, I will not say that glory is yet attained. I leave the Most High to make that declaration. But what I will say to you, my brothers and sisters, what I will say to you is this. I do have very powerfully potent truth that for many ages, even since the dawn of human fall, in so many ways, humanity, rulers seeking to establish false authority, territorial robbery against him who made heaven and earth. I do have truth, my brothers and sisters, that the rulers of this world, so as to blind the people not to realize they've been dealt treacherously, truth being hid from them. I do have knowledge, my brothers and sisters, wisdom given from on high, that quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, no man can prove that he is in all things steadfast unto the Most High, lest he indeed does have it. I want you to think about what I just said. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that in Messiah's appearance, he will indeed preach fully all that is the gospel, all that is the pure, perfect word of the one Most High. And the book of Acts tells us that he comes for the restitution. That means to bring, in fact, all together. Hey, how about declare the law of the Most High in a manner honorable and just? He comes to the restitution of all things, setting all things back in order as they were intended from the beginning. He comes to the restitution of all things according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began, meaning that all of the prophets said, the true prophets of the Most High said, is the word of the one Most High. The Most High has never broken his promise. His word, in fact, from the beginning, is eternal. The problem that exists, my brothers and sisters, is men have twisted that word after their own designs outside of context. And in so doing, my brothers and sisters, men have been in bondage to men. Messiah came to, again, my brothers and sisters, offer a world that had already been in so many respects irreverent, disrespectful of the Most High, blinded by the misauthority, misadministrations, and misrepresentations of men. When the scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, meaning he gave man an opportunity to repent or find out the truth that he may repent beyond all the misconceits of others. If you understand well, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures prior to this in the book of Yohanan, what it said, my brothers and sisters, that, well, the example there is that one of the priests, Nicodemus, Messiah, had to explain to him that there were things about the spiritual nature of the expectations of the Most High that he did not understand. Therefore, since the rulers did not relate these things in the context initially intended, he said, as Moshe lifted Nehushtan, the serpent in the wilderness, the staff with the serpent head on it, to guide the people, to lift it high, to guide the people as one, that they saw it and missed the crowd. And even far back in the crowd, they could see this upraised staff to know which way to go, to move past all the, let's just say, moving territory that had been checked beyond, if you will, all the snakes in the grass. All my brothers and sisters, he says, since the leaders had not done what they were supposed to guide the people beyond all error, he said he would be like that staff raised up to guide the people in the ways of righteousness. As Moshe lifted the serpent staff in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, and whoever believes in him, the scripture says ultimately then. I said believe in him. I didn't say others might not perish, but have everlasting life. My brothers and sisters, it's important that we understand what Messiah was saying when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh man, the way of truth under life even. He said, if you love me, you preserve the integrity of this word, lest you lose your way. You preserve the integrity of this word, else after the influence of others, you lose your way. And he said, if your desire, he said to his disciples, if your desire is to perfectly preserve, guard, maintain, and keep this word. Yes, my brothers and sisters, he said, if you would do this, he said, if you offer that spiritual empowerment, that promise from on high, that capacity to discern the word, he said, around 16:12, Yohanan, he said, there are many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp or receive them yet. Meaning that he would offer them if they sought to guard and maintain the integrity of the word. I did not say double-minded in their allegiance. If they sought to maintain the integrity of the word, he would offer them the spirit of truth. How about the capacity to discern again, my brothers and sisters, the word in its truest integrity? That they go forth and teach that word also in its integrity, that it be guarded, sustained in inspection. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, what Messiah was saying is that if your desire to see that word in its integrity, I didn't say under the constraints or the misideals of another. He said he would offer the power of the Spirit. He would petition the Father for the power of the Spirit. Spirit of truth, spirit of integrity, spirit of justice, which the worldly would not receive. In other words, those who seek to maintain mass contradictions, how can they receive and guard a pure, perfect testimony? Impossible. Why would the Most High grant his spirit to someone who would twist his words, partialize his words, corrupt his words? My brothers and sisters, whoever would corrupt the words of the Most High, isn't that not what devils do? Why would the Most High grant his words to someone who would twist his words entirely out of context? Or do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that the 47,000 denominations out here teaching oppositions are a result of receiving the one Spirit? Absolutely not. Think about it. And the scriptures tell us when Messiah comes to speak again that consummate word is revealed. To declare that consummate word, then will, my brothers and sisters, the day of judgment, in fact, be a day of salvation, and that it shall reveal with perfect integrity the truth of the word from on most high, from on high, that men might discern, my brothers and sisters, who has believed in him and who has trusted in the misconceits of another, to discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, those who seek the pure, perfect truth and those who do not. Read Malachi 3:18-4:2. For a word of perfect reverence as a reference point for holiness, justice, life, and peace must be restored. Or else, my brothers and sisters, men continue to walk after the fatal flatteries of a pretense that the Most High cannot by any means call stable. It's time we understand that. Double-mindedness, my brothers and sisters, innately falls short of perfection. Double-mindedness can never be whole unto the will of one. Double-mindedness, my brothers and sisters, is short of the pure, perfect will of Yah. and is innately instability and innately treachery. We live in a society that has given license to every obtuse idea and imagination men have declared since the very beginning, since the fall. Something desperately wrong about that, but that's not the word from the beginning. It's the misconceits of another. Misinformation, my brothers and sisters, is not unto conversion. Misinformation, my brothers and sisters, is unto men becoming complicit, being deceived under being complicit in the deviant, depraved words of a devil. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the man died without the law, the pure, perfect law of the Most High, or remains double-minded in his allegiance after the misconceits and intrusions of another. Romans 2 tells us if a man dies without the law, he perishes without that law. No man, my brothers and sisters, is considered stable unto the Most High. He does not transcend all. I said all the mass illusions of a twisted and contorted, polluted, perverted, partialized, and hypocrisized world. Earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof. If all men recognized his rule as one, none of these divisions would exist. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, the only offering the Most High would accept of mankind, or this is mankind, or the soul of man, is peace and perfect harmony with himself. He will not seal nor confirm any contract or misideal in the mind that my brothers and sisters, he did not confer. It's time to understand. Every man, my brothers and sisters, must understand that faith in Yah unto being true unto one, man's oath being true unto one, must be a transcendent beyond all worldly status quos. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Transcend every manner of worldly status quo, every manner of worldly compromise. My brothers and sisters, the kingdom of Yah is not after the carnal mindedness of man. And you know, I think it's amazing that so many, they read the commands, but do they really understand the commands? The Shema, first commandment of the Most High, Messiah called it the greatest commandment of all, ultimately. He said, "Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one." That means that all Israel is obligated as a holy people, consecrated people, to do whatever is necessary to assure that every man's concept of the Most High is pure after the will of one. Hear, O Israel, heed, hear. Listen, God, understand, O Israel, that the Most High is one. So everyone is obligated beyond himself, beyond his flesh, to seek the Most High and love the Most High with all mind, having allegiance under the Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might, that no man deceives his brother. Ultimate command of all. That the common knowledge of what the Most High's will is be perfected in every man unto all good works. But I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, the what's amongst the commandments, the ten written in stone, the royal law. Think about what the Most High was saying. First command. He is the Most High, his consummate conscience. He is the one who leads men out from the midst of, or let's just say, being blinded by those who partialize and corrupt and pervert the Holy Word. He is the Holy One who leads his people out of that bondage, that they might have access unto his pure word, being proven stable with his word, trustworthy with his word. Out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. How about out from Babylon? I want you to think about it. That means he leads his people out from the contradictions that exist in the hearts of men. For life and peace is without question the attainment of conscience beyond all worldly contradictions. Or let's just say worded oppositions, lies, misexpectation, miscreant, misideal. Second command says, you should not make for yourself any graven image. He didn't want his people confused by any misimagination, any presumptuousness on the part of men. You should not make yourself an engraven image of anything in heaven above, earth below. My brothers and sisters, he said, even went as far as to say that he, visit the iniquities or punish the iniquities of the fathers upon the children. Hey, you don't want to curse your own children, my brothers and sisters, with lies after any misrepresentation against the truth of the Most High and the most wicked and damnable idol, my brothers and sisters, a concept that leaves idle and stagnant the mind and not to seek the greater will of Yah. You should not make yourself any graven image of anything in heaven above or earth below. See anything therein. Scripture says he would visit and punish the iniquities of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of those who hate him. Because understand, when people make for themselves false, partial, polluted perceptions of deity, oftentimes men are not willing to seek for anything more than the constraints of their own carnality. Ideals rather their own designs. He didn't want his people confused in any way, my brothers and sisters, that they worship another against the Shema, the recognition of the Most High in his oneness, in his perfect oneness. He says you don't take his name in vain. You don't swear by his name to, let's just say, do less than what pleases him. You don't swear by his name not to complete or seek to complete all that is his perfect will. You don't call upon his name to serve another. That's a double-minded that he calls infidelity, lawlessness, illegal. A forgetting of the covenant, my brothers and sisters, is an illegality. The Spirit is given that once the Most High tells you something, it should be indelibly upon your conscience forever. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. The Shabbat, the very word, means to complete. There might be rest and peace. But there might be harmony amongst all peoples. Again, my brothers and sisters, all recognizing what has mastery over the conscience of men. Always intent. After an invariant light, that a people be one. We need to understand this, my brothers and sisters. To seek, to believe that there is a covenant with the Most High after any ideal that is not his is to fall short of purpose itself. No hope for salvation, my brothers and sisters, beyond the lie of being double-minded. I need to talk about something, my brothers and sisters, because, you know, it's funny. Well, I'm going to talk about it in a little bit. But, you know, I find it amazing when they start to inaugurate this nation. Well, those who sought deliverance from what they saw as the oppression of the English Commonwealth. But isn't it amazing that while seeking to be free from what they saw, the misrepresentation on justice of the British Commonwealth, at the same time, there were those who were seeking to subjugate others. After all manner of injustice, my brothers and sisters, and it wasn't a matter of people coming together for the pure perfect will of the Most High, it was people coming together with all their variant ideals, after Western polytheist ideal, to gather themselves together against those they thought of as, let's just say, not Western. Even if you will, my brothers and sisters, we're going to talk about colonializations, not European. It's pretty amazing, my brothers and sisters, when you think about it. Because Europe was not one. Europe was undergoing the throes of what they call the Protestant Reformation. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, even amongst Protestants, there was never a full restoration unto the will of one. So what you still had is a pretense, and just as much as Catholicism was a pretense, a changing of times and laws, an effort to supplant and replace divine authority. Because Messiah said if he's turned away from even the least of his commandments, I seek to turn man from the least of his commandments. He said you should not enter the kingdom of the Most High, meaning that the Most High requires of man according to all his will. How many understand that when you choose not to teach the fullness of the gospel, as the Most High has commanded, my brothers and sisters, that is not faithfulness. It's not steadfastness. It's not fidelity. It's not true allegiance unto the Most High. And you know, my brothers and sisters, in so many cases, such teaching becomes self-serving, giving no honor to Yah at all. But this nation sits back and talks about man, even in his carnality, having from on high an inalienable right on an inalienable authority. My brothers and sisters, the carnal mind has no authority to even begin to say it's been true to the gospel. Carnal mind has no capacity to comprehend the high implications, my brothers and sisters. That is the word. The magnificently conscient word of the One Most High. But I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. Because it needs to be understood, my brothers and sisters, no forgiveness for those who remain double-minded. Because they can never be true to the One Most High. They can only misrepresent in some way. Carnal mind does not discern the need to overcome worldly status quos, diverse worldly status quos, for it is still yet the conscience, the lesser vibration of men, many, and not the One Most High. Again, there's no salvation for those who would be double-minded or not realize that though we, the book of Jacob said, though we be scattered among the nations, and the Most High still wants, in other words, under variant kings, the territory is claimed by variant robber kings who do not rule true to the Most High, having no authority from him because they don't seek the whole work. He said the Most High still wants a perfect work. That means whether the rulers teach the whole truth or not, you still have to seek the Most High for that perfect word of wisdom. And if not, my brothers and sisters, such double-mindedness still leaves a man unstable, and even his petitions for wisdom were by intent vain, and the Most High did not say he would respond to such folly. Need to read, my brothers and sisters, that the gift, the grace of the Most High is unto an invariant word. I'm talking about Jacob, we call it James, 1:1. 1:1-8, and then 17-21, even going out to 2:10. Break one law, you broke the whole law, because guess what? Every part of the law, just like all the particulars in a circuit, if you will, every part must work perfectly. Else, my brothers and sisters, what is, comes as a result of it is not efficient, not sufficient, not true to the initial design and plan. The Most High made all things never for men to take anything out of its context or purpose. One scripture even goes as far as to tell us that if we function as to seek to uphold the misrule of this world, then the spirit of the Messiah, if you will, is of no benefit to you. Because the purpose of that spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, is to bring man to perfect alignment with the will of the Father. And nothing less, my brothers and sisters, is called, if you will, the work of you. Messiah, if you will, my brothers and sisters, gave his very life that men realized that rulers had been hypocrites. He gave his very life, and he's speaking an exceeding word, that men discerned that their rulers had been corrupt. He gave his very life, my brothers and sisters, that men who would not hold the fullness of a word be exposed in their treachery. None of the divisive misrule of the leaders, proving they have no authority with the Most High because they won't preach the whole word. My brothers and sisters, none of that multiplicity of contradictions came at the authority of the One Most High. Messiah did not give his life that men profane the Father's holy name. And like the scripture says, no man is found guiltless or blameless who swears by the holy name. But ultimately unto what? This really means the pursuit of imperfections? Think about it. Yohanan 17:8-9, Messiah made no petition for those who are devout after the contradictions of this world. For all those who are devout after conceits and misrepresentations of this world, my brothers and sisters, in fact, are the children of Babylon. What claims to be true to the Most High, but far from it. Our brothers and sisters, we have to understand Psalm 19, if we understand it in the right context, it says, who can discern his errors? My brothers and sisters, the only way man is acquitted or forgiven of his hidden faults is that he opens his mind and allows the Most High to enrich and renew his mind, that he agrees, that man learn to agree with the one Most High. My brothers and sisters, if a man is blind to his error all his life, what he acts as is an example of error. When scripture says he who dies without the law perishes without the law, it means that man must seek the Most High to see the synchronicity of all the Most High has declared. Else, in some respect, my brothers and sisters, he was a misrepresentative all his life. This must be understood. There's no forgiveness, no at-one-ment with the Most High in unrighteousness. I want you to understand what I mean by that. I want you to comprehend what I mean. In 2 Corinthians 6 chapter, it says that if you really understand it, my brothers and sisters, and no fellowship does him who is perfect have for those whose design is still for imperfection. What fellowship does righteousness have with unrighteousness? None. Shall the Most High have fellowship with those who despise his will? Think again. Is that of his spirit that men are rebellious against the perfect will of Yah? Can man love the Most High and hate perfection? No, my brothers and sisters, man cannot. What fellowship does light have with darkness? In other words, what fellowship does the invariant word have, or what agreement does the invariant word, my brothers and sisters, have with instability, perversion, and corruption? You have to be wiser than that, my brothers and sisters. The Most High cannot conceal or confirm as true to himself that which or whoever or whatever institutionality of man would seek to compel men to believe that corruption is a covenant. We are commanded, my brothers and sisters, as stewards from the very beginning, man having the perfect word, to be a vessel for the preservation and maintenance, constantly learning and growing in the knowledge of the truth. For it was with the intrusion of an alternate thought pattern that man has been in bondage to the works of a devil. And very few escaping the illusion ever since. So men believe the Messiah will come with a pure, perfect word, offering an agreement with those who in any respect resist his truth. I want you to think about it. Scripture said when he comes with that consummate, fully restored, reconstituted word, whoever will not hearken to even the least word of that prophet nor his testimony will be cut off from among the people. Let us understand that belief in him, my brothers and sisters, is not a partial ideal. So man say, okay, they've confessed the king, and then they turn around and say, whenever they will, they can disregard the words of the king, disregard the order of the kingdom, and still say you have a stable, steadfast, faithful people. Think again. Besides, said he made no petition for the worldly who would not listen. That word for listen in the Hebrew, Shema, also means to hearken well, even unto obedience. He made no petition for those who would not hear the word from on high. And that means that the prophet, he came to speak that exceeding word beyond the status quo. You see, he made no petition for those who would not believe. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, those who would not believe the exceeding word, the Messiah comes to bring it, the rulers would not teach. And what I tell you about in Yohanan and John 3rd chapter. We will not believe that exceeding word, the Messiah comes to preach, or a prophet comes to preach, the world would not, has not believed in him. Because he's still in bondage to the misconceits of another. Time to understand, my brothers and sisters, what the law of the Most High is, and is not the decrees of man. Certainly not the misconceits of men. Most High wants a stable kingdom, my brothers and sisters. Meaning he looks for people who, are, as the scriptures say, will follow the Lamb wherever he leads. Whatever is not of divine instruction is damning false rule of another. Those who are called to obligate for the mutual good of all. Obligated as part of the covenant that we all must seek, guard, and preserve. The exceeding word of holiness the Most High grants. Most High grants his spirit to teach what the world would not. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, whoever is not willing to accept the exceeding word that the spirit would offer, that men understand what the scripture says, he will restore the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers. That means that he will restore the ideals and expectations of the ancient patriarchs to this latter-day generation. Whoever, my brothers and sisters, will not agree to that continuity is not a part of the covenant at all. Most of them will not have rebellious voices in the midst. Blessed they will understand that. It was a puppeted priesthood, my brothers and sisters, appointed by Rome. Revelation talks about a church riding, a false church riding the back of the beast. A church that supports and opposes, disguises even the misconceits of the rulers. Messiah called, said, beware the hypocrisy of the scribes and Pharisees. Yeah, the Sadducees were included. Men who never taught the fullness of righteousness. In fact, the very word Sadducee, my brother says, comes from the word Zadok. It means, like I said, your righteousness must exceed that. Hypocrisy, that lesser standard, this emulate standard, misrepresentative standard of anyone, my brothers and sisters, who will not seek the perfect will of Yah and has not been empowered to preach it. Carnal mind has no authority and cannot preach the exceeding word and is oftentimes at enmity against the exceeding word. Lest those having no authority should be exposed. Again, my brothers and sisters, each and every one of us is obligated to seek the perfect truth, that there might be a covenant of mutual agreement, mutual beneficence among us. True to all that is the will of the Most High, whoever would not seek the perfect word of the Most High beyond all worldly institutionality, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, is still yet in bondage and is not part of that covenant of faith. I repeat, whoever will not seek the Most High beyond all the variant, partial, and polluted status quo of man is not part of the greater covenant the Most High grants in granting his people his exceeding word, that men might know him as he is beyond all worldly mockery and blasphemous misrepresentation. We must know this, my brothers and sisters. And just like Messiah said, men had to overcome a puppet priesthood. And hey, they were appointed by Rome. After Rome came in and murdered the priests of Israel some few decades before the birth of Messiah. As Messiah said, man must overcome the hypocrisy of such ancient, puppeted, devil-minded, hypocritical priesthoods, like the one that said they had no king but Caesar. What's the difference, my brothers and sisters, between the hypocrisy of that priesthood and one that wants to believe that in every nation that the Most High has given, granted the rulers, some inalienable right or authority to partialize and corrupt the word or simply keep the word from others What do you think Messiah was saying when he said whoever would cause his brother to become foolish against even the least word of the Most High, therefore hiding, if you will, hiding the word so men are not prepared to receive the exceeding word, such a one being an obstacle, an adversary, is guilty unto hellfire, for that's what devils do, my brothers and sisters. Most High says if he reveals his word must be a light and revered and respected as a light to all nations. Any man, my brothers and sisters, seek to rob the Most High of the honor that is due to him according to the fullness of his word. Such a one, my brothers and sisters, pastor, priest, rabbi, king, whatever, by no means, my brothers and sisters, should ever be considered as having authority from the Most High, true to the Spirit, in gratitude for what is necessary that we all please Yah. Galatians 5:2. Whoever seeks to be justified by the misrule of man, the Spirit of the Most High has no benefit to him. He can't grow into the fullness of knowledge if it be so. And quite frankly, we were warned against such false prophets. The Messiah said, if you all you know is a lesser word of a carnal mind, i.e. false prophet who never tells the whole truth, he said you never knew him. It'd be a big shock for a lot of people to find out for all that they've called upon, all they've spoken, having only known misinformation, that they never converted unto him. Psalms 19 says that the law that converts the soul, the law of the Most High is perfect that converts the soul. My brothers and sisters, man converted or functioning under the stasis and stagnation of imperfection is not converted unto a genuine love of him who is perfect. And that's the kind of thing that everybody wants to deal with. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the truth is what it is. All allegiance to a polytheist system is an oath in vain. It's damning sin, my brothers and sisters, against the one Most High as he is. Allegiance is to any form of double-minded, worldly form of government that would give license to all manner of co-participant and contradiction. It's systemic guilt, my brothers and sisters, predisposing the masses toward foolish deceptions. It is hateful against what is the first command. People believe that they uphold the ideals of the institution, they give institutions of man they've given allegiance to. They consider they had faith in Yah, faithful to the will of one, after what, 47,000 different forms of denominational leadership? Think again, my brothers and sisters. For all such divisions as this are not the one vision, and in fact, my brothers and sisters, being deviant are the works of devils. Messiah said, in effect then, lest your sense of the fullness of what is the perfect will of Yah exceeds the illusions, the short-sighted that men have compelled men to call perfect. He said, you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah, because my brothers and sisters, the very name of the Most High declares he is all and everything that he is. Anything less is still yet unbelief. I will even say this, my brothers and sisters, every nation that has said it was a participant in the faith is obligated beyond contradictive constraints. The mandates of the Shema that all recognize the Most High as one, else they are complicit in the destruction, the corruption, the intrusion of misconceits into the hearts of men. And after such as this, my brothers and sisters, is only destruction for such souls in the judgment. Any nation who will be partial, cherry-picking the law of the Most High, is not functioning after the anointing that would teach all things. And it's the worship of devils and not the Savior. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, you have to understand this. The Most High never gave anyone after a carnal mind, after the constraints of the misimaginations, short-sightedness of men. He never gave anyone inalienable rights. To enter his kingdom. I want you to think about it. They call it religious freedom. Inalienable rights unto life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I want you to think about something. Life. Does this nation really oblige in licensing contradictions? That men, my brothers and sisters, attain to conscience beyond worldly contradictions? Or has it licensed every obstacle against the will of one? Liberty. Book of Jacob talks about the law of liberty. It relates the idea, my brothers and sisters, we must transcend all those who deny or would teach lies against access to the fullness of truth. Break one law, broke the whole law. Well, I'm trying to act as a was something that breaks or constrains the conduit of wisdom. Think about it. Liberty. Men say they are free under institutions that hide the truth or offer them no access to the greater truth or would blind them against even the pursuit of it. Think again. Messiah said, if you're my disciple, that means seek discipline after the fullness that the Most High gave him. He said, then will you be after the word of truth. Great. But my brother says, what men have trusted has not been true faith or belief. And by and large, anything beyond what has become worldly status quo, that's not freedom at all, my brothers and sisters. It's not liberty at all. Or dare men say that if every man walks after the contradictions of his own heart, each man contradicted one against another, there's so many contradictions that no one is free to move rightly or discern quickly the way of righteousness. Dare men call that liberty? Call it freedom? Religious freedom? Freedom what? Everybody does whatever they will and expects the Most High to accept it. The Most High to bow down to it. Better think again, my brothers and sisters. Most High is one, and that means he is the master. For his oneness is what all must attain, and it's attainable only from and by him. Pursuit of happiness. Oh, so everybody's happy while the Most High is not. The sign, the word for happy and the word for blessed is the same in the Hebrew. He told Abraham to seek his perfect will, that all nations might be blessed. How about there be peace, happiness, agreement, cooperation, love, and trust? Or some happy, my brothers and sisters, to partialize and corrupt the words that men follow them rather than Yah. Don't think the Most High is happy with that, my brothers and sisters, at all. And quite frankly, if your allegiance is unto him, neither should it be happiness for you either. Nothing is as it seems, my brothers and sisters, after the licentiousness and hypocrisies of those who would seek to partialize the word, to overrule and supplant the authority of the Most High. Men's very sense of definition of so many words in Scripture after false rhetoric will compel men not to understand the definition of so many words. Words like gospel, grace, law, peace, love, are totally misunderstood in the cities and a society that feels that it compels you to believe they must uphold oppositions, not only against themselves. But my brothers and sisters, remember what I said before? You can't have a multitude of oppositions in society unless the devil is worshipped, because Yah is one. How men believe, my brothers and sisters, at all, the Most I could be satisfied with that. Under the guides are what men call religious freedom, as if the Most High has given men freedom to worship him according to whatever seems wise in their own hearts. Many of us only assure themselves snared and contradictive and damning cages. What inalienable right, I would ask, do people who claim to believe, even beginning to presume the Creator ever created mankind, as if man could be just after opposition or overrule, what inalienable right do people have to do what is oh so unjust and so very wrong? Religious freedom. Everybody bring in their own ways. The scripture says in the book of Hosea, taking counsel together among themselves, and none at all will exalt Yah himself. Messiah comes forth saying, what shall I do to deliver this people? Our brothers and sisters, salvation is not of the works called the misconceits of man. Salvation, being made one after the will of one beyond every treacherous rebel, discerning that pure perfect word, and that discretion is a gift that only Yah, him who is one, beyond all worldly contradictions, can give. Messiah made no petition for those who are devout to maintain contradictions. He made no petition to preserve the Babylon that this world already was and remains so until he exposes the fact that this system may indeed, according to Isaiah 47, and also you find scriptures like in the book of Revelation, it says the Most High is one and there is none else, but it's wearied in a multitude of his corrupt ways. All that pretense must be exposed, must be proven the work of a devil that it is. Most High didn't tell anybody to lie, nor did he tell anybody, my brothers and sisters, to speak against the purity of his word. Not by the authority of his Holy Spirit. You need to understand that. As the Father sent his Son to restore the covenant, Messiah did not authorize partiality nor intrusive corruption. But only in sending forth the pure, perfect word as rendered from above, we have the gospel, the word of peace as a covenant under the conversion of the nations beyond all the partialities, i.e. the blindness that many have walked after because they were taught not to seek beyond the mental midgetry of their kings. And all the many robber nations seeking territory, seeking to rule without the authority of the Most High, have declared a multitude of their diverse constitutionalities. Rhetorically speaking, according to their own advantage, they perverted all reason. The men have walked after mass mockeries, misrepresentations, arguing against the greater will of Yah because men have served their kings. Read Isaiah 56 and 9 through 57 and 14 and understand. And like I said, my brother and sister, the scripture already tells you, if any man sets up obstacles against his brother, transcending deceit, he is guilty of hellfire. Yes, the rulers of this earth, Jude 1 and 1 through 4, establishing pretenses. The kings there taking counsel against the Most High and against his anointing, bringing forth only chaos. There have been schemes of the rulers against the common salvation, against the men understanding what is the pure, perfect commonality of the Holy Covenant, perverting the grace of the knowledge of exceeding truth, catering to each man's personally licentious designs, wanting the right to do things however it seems wise in their own hearts, even though people, obviously, my brothers and sisters, after carnal mindedness, cannot agree. Sustaining disagreements, my brothers and sisters, is not a covenant. How many of us are ready to understand that? Don't have a lot of time, my brothers and sisters, to catch on. The reality, my brothers and sisters. It's a shame that people call themselves having healthy relationships. Even a healthy relationship with the Maker. When so often the exceeding word is granted to man, they say it's not important because of their already existing allegiances. After partial and perverse rule. Not conversion at all, my brothers and sisters. And the heart of men must be turned true to the Most High in all things He's declared. Or else, my brothers and sisters, Most High find such hasty, irrational thinking, unworthy unto the manifestation of an eternal holy kingdom. Most High didn't want to see this rebellion anymore. But men have set up systems to assure that until the Most High brings forth something better, that some will seek to preserve the illusion till they die. Like I said, man was never granted from on high any inalienable rights to supplant, pollute, partialize, misadministrate, misrepresent after any variant idea. Any efforts to deny the perfect supreme sovereignty due unto the One Most High. And certainly not my brothers and sisters say they were given such freedom or freedom from on high to do so. My brothers and sisters, again, whenever you have a mass of contradictions, you create a web of deceit, confusions, trapping the minds. One scripture says, if you have another, what you call so-called law working in your members, you are unable to do what, even if you seek to do righteousness, if your mind is snared by an oppositional idea, you're unable to complete the will of Yah that you made an oath unto. Think about it. One scripture in Isaiah 19 talks about those who swear by the Lord of hosts to speak the language of Canaan. That's oppositional ideas. They never knew how to make a vow unto the Most High, truly unto His salvation at all. Double-minded man, my brothers and sisters, has never believed Yah, because he's never believed in that respect what is holy. We were warned against this, my brothers and sisters. One scripture says in the Aramaic concerning Babylon, woe unto her, woe unto Babylon, for she did not know she stood up against the Most High. That means the people thought they worshiped the Most High, while they were all the time worshiping partial standards that contradict the greater word. Shameful, my brothers and sisters. Shameful indeed. Daniel talked and warned us about a system that would magnify itself above all that is called godly, or that is to be reverenced. 2 Thessalonians warned that it would happen in the time since Messiah's last appearance. That Messiah would have to come to expose that pretense. Many of my brothers and sisters, that since Messiah comes, as the one who will preach the fullness of the gospel, that everything else is a fallen short testimony. Did you hear me? Since Messiah comes to preach the fullness of the word, everything else is a fallen short testimony. Who's ready to hear the fullness? Because the fullness is what is required. My very definition, my brothers and sisters, true conversion must be unto and a drive for all that is sure and steadfast commands and ideals and expectations the Most High have for this world, even from the very beginning. Whoever does not have this desire, devotion, my brothers and sisters, his oath is false. And after a false oath, my brother says, what does the scripture say? No man should be counted blameless or guiltless. So many of my brothers and sisters have wanted to believe a supposition that imperfection, corruption after the intrusions of a world that needed to be washed of its misconceits. So many want to believe, have wanted to believe apparently that salvation is possible after corrupting the holy name to appease the designs of men, and it was never true. That's not belief in him, my brothers and sisters. That's belief in the corruptions of another. Blessed are they who are willing to understand it. Because understand it, my brothers and sisters, men must. Most High created this world for peace. What makes man believe that after the Most High set the whole universe in harmony, that man had the right to take anything out of context, or even for that matter, not to keep the rule that kept was intended to keep man in harmony with all the universe? I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. When the scripture says all creation awaits the manifestation of the sons of Yah, all creation, when my brothers and sisters, awaits the time when all things in this created dimension, in all things, my brothers and sisters, true to the highest vibration of the spirit, let all be one. Need to understand something, my brothers and sisters. One of the titles for a devil is a supplanter, meaning he seeks to change, exchange, if you will, the truth for lies. Exchange pure and perfect divine authority with some corruption after the misconceits of men. And every bit of that, my brothers and sisters, is without question the worship of devils. It's time we know we must seek true Savior. Think about it. Hosea says, if men take counsel among themselves and don't exalt Yah, what the offering that comes as a result of it is unworthy to be given up to the Creator. And the day of judgment comes, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will not relent until, in his wrath, until the heart and mind of men, hearts and minds of men, the hardheartedness of men is broken. The men will find themselves at last willing to be true, recognizing that they must become true to the righteous will of one. You know, I find it amazing that most have no clue that since the very words Jesus and Christos are polytheist titles intent to defend mass contradiction, many knowing that the word Christ or Christos is a polytheist word relating one who is called a savior, in preserving all the diverse polytheist heathen, if you will, Western contradictions, Greco-Roman contradictions of man, that some haven't realized, my brothers and sisters, I should have realized, there must have been an ancient title for Messiah that related to one true to the Most High, pure, perfect light, like the rising. One scripture says, he comes like the rising sun to cast out the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to create the light to cast out all the darkness, to bring the peace that ends all havoc. If we understood what the Hebrew really says, we'd understand that. My brothers and sisters, there was a title the men once knew, relating to the one who would come such as this. Rome wanted to completely destroy from the minds the fact that the early church was not called Christians, but called Kurdishanya. Didn't want people to even understand anymore the title of the one called the Kurdi. Kur meaning sun, D meaning rise. One comes like the rising sun to cast out the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure. to expose all those who hide the truth rather than radiate it. Jesus, look it up. Look it up sometime, H-E-S-U-S, and find out. There was another Hellenist, even hellish title, my brothers and sisters. They had nothing to do with conformity with the one Most High. Nothing to do with conformity after the will of the one King, one true King. Scripture says Messiah is going to come in his time with the, read Isaiah 62:2, Revelation 2:17, 3 and 12, 19:11-21, with a new name. There won't be a title that any man has associated with his misconceit that will be worthy that men should call upon it and be delivered. I'd like to talk about that. I looked at the archives. I did a show about that too. So much that needs to be dealt with, my brothers and sisters, for the anointing obligates men to teach all things, even as the Spirit would reveal it. But men, their rulers, pastors, and kings have not been true to that obligation. And then, my brothers and sisters, there's always manifest rebellion. Time we understand the truth. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Adam Yav, Covenant Remembrance to Ministries. Under his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. And I thank you all again. Yes, I do, for listening. Please, my brothers and sisters, check out that website of mine. Articles like Hidden Gospel at HiddenGospel.com. Articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Prophetic Proof, Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, Tribulation 70-365 A.D. How about the mental stimulus of an article, or let's just say a bit of psaltery there? Thoughts and Afterthoughts on Contradiction versus Diction. Mind needs to be exercised, my brothers and sisters, unto renewed discretion. Renewing of the mind, in other words, none of the corruptions of ungodliness, worldly ungodliness in it. That is the only acceptable offering. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who seek that offering, of being made that acceptable offering, whose petitions unto the Most High to be made in that respect perfected. The Most High will find true and worthy for those who are so gifted and empowered, and the Most High finding their petitions true. They and they only, my brothers and sisters, will become the stable souls the Most High will establish an eternal kingdom with. Again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Enemy of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again. Yes, I do. For listening. Check out that website and find out how you can become a constituent and support to a ministry the Most High truly is called for the healing of his people. For the Most High woke me one morning a few months back. Hey, with this song, because indeed he has begun, my brothers and sisters, what he said he would do to fully restore his covenant, that what was once a dream shall now be done a reality.